Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what today is?
Well, it's Saturday.
It's Q&A Saturday.
Yeah, it is. And what are we Q&A-ing today?
We have Q's and we have A's.
Yeah, because, you know, we just finished a week.
Yeah.
And actually, we finished Nehemiah.
We finished Nehemiah, but we're not doing the wrap-up of Nehemiah till, I can't remember, either tomorrow or Monday.
Yeah.
I think Monday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no, we're doing our Patreon episode tomorrow. We're doing our wrap-up on Monday, and then we're doing our contradictions on Tuesday.
That's correct.
And then we'll be starting Esther. Is it Esther?
Esther.
Esther. On Wednesday.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're heading with things this week, or, you know, this weekend into next week.
Got it.
And then what are we covering today?
Chapters, Nehemiah chapters 9 through 13, which, like you said, finishes up. Nehemiah.
Yep.
And we had a few questions. Like, what was the thing with the curse and the oath? Like,
yeah,
the curse? What? And then we had a question about, really, was it good to kick that dude out of his house? Like, he had set up house in the temple. And
yeah, right.
Nehemiah
yeah.
was like, get
yeah,
the fuck
like,
out. And kicked him out.
Right.
Yeah. And that whole chosen by lot to live in Jerusalem and
right.
how it seemed like they weren't really excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got all kinds of stuff to talk about.
Cool. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and get into it, huh?
Okay.
All right.
Chapter
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, so before I answer the questions that we specifically had, I wanted to make a clarification about a comment that we made where we were like, oh, that's weird.
Okay.
Okay. Remember when they were like, or when not they so much as Nehemiah was doing like that really long prayer out loud and he was like, God is so fucking great
yeah.
and we're the worst. And
right.
we were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it wasn't really a question. We were like, that's weird.
Yes.
Okay. So here's the thing with the Persians presumably listening in to them doing their thing, because the Persians were like on the outside.
Right. So was this like performative or something?
It was somewhat performative. The prayer mentioned some historical events, and it was not things that were arbitrarily selected.
Ah.
It was making strong points.
I see.
And here are three of the points that were made in that prayer.
Okay.
The land was given to the Jews by God. Thus, the gift was outside Persian authority,
Ooh.
Even though
they
the Persians said
back.
That they could be there.
Right.
They were basically tell the Persians, thank you, but also
but
it wasn't yours to give.
Right.
And that's why you have to step off and leave us alone.
That's bold, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
And that's just the first point.
Right.
Okay. The second point is that this Jewish claim is based on God's sanction, not Persia's, which is
essentially the same thing,
the
right?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Right. But the prayer was making sure you understand, A, we're not the ones making the statement, God is.
Right.
B, the statement is, this land is ours whether you say so or not.
Right.
Okay. And three, the claim was made prior to any Persian claims of this land. So,
I mean, you know, realistically, I guess that's true.
Right.
At some level.
I'm not here to tell you. Not
God actually saying it, but like, you know,
sure.
the Israelites put claim to it at
sure.
least.
Sure. I'm not here to tell you whether I agree or disagree with the points that they were making. I am here to tell you that that is the importance of the prayer and what the intention was. And that, yes, it was performative, but not just like, we're praying to God. See us be performatively praying to God.
Right, right.
It actually was like a very bold political statement.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So toward that end, I kind of approve. And I'm like, damn.
For their own.
Feisty.
For their own reasons. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Feisty, man.
Right.
Way to take a stance.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Wait, and it goes, I mean, I don't think anywhere in Nehemiah he ever really did a prayer to God. He prayed at God,
right,
and basically prayed for him to recognize him.
Don't forget me.
Like,
you better remember me.
Yeah. So I mean, it was either politics or it was, you know, narcissism.
So, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Exactly. But I saw that and I was like, okay, this wasn't a question, but it is something that we commented on.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting.
No, I appreciate that.
Okay. So next, we come to chapter 10 where we have the curse and the oath.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And this was the verse that it came from. These joined with their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord our God and his ordinances and his statutes.
Okay.
And we were like, curse? What
right,
the fudge?
Right.
Okay. So the curse is the penalty that they invoked if they were faithless to the covenant.
Okay. So,
penalties
for not being faithful to the covenant could range anywhere from fucking death or, you know,
being conquered,
ruining the next 10 generations of your family.
Yeah. And that's,
you know, I mean,
what,
like there's all kinds of different fucking things.
Yeah.
Okay.
The oath is the obligation of the duty. It's the vow. It's the promise. And the curse is the repercussions if you don't follow through.
Got it.
So that's what that was intended, apparently.
I rail against the curse portion of that because it's never really been clarified by the Israelites or God what the actual punishments are. Like, there's hints that this could happen or that could happen or whatever. But it's really up to the whim. Let's assume there's a God, right? Let's just go with they think there's a God and there's a God doing this.
Right.
That God says, I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I feel like to punish you. And it's going to be, you know, it might be small. It might be fucking huge.
Or but, this might be the week that I don't even fucking notice.
Right.
You don't know.
You might guess. Get a pass, right? Yep. But yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to the actual enforcement of that goddamn curse.
Right.
It's just something that hovers over their heads, but it's just something they attribute to bad shit that happens to them. That's all it is.
Yes. No, I totally agree. And I also hesitate to say that that's for sure what the curse meant, because this is our interpretation years later.
Yeah, for sure.
This is just like scholars opining on it.
Right, right.
So who knows?
We can only go off of what we got, you know? Yeah. And this is what we got.
This is what we got. So moving on to chapter 13.
Loved that chapter.
Right? Well, this is when Nehemiah kicked Tobiah out of the temple.
Yeah. Okay? That pissed me off a little bit.
It did me too. His household stuffs were thrown out of the temple complex because, and I don't know that it specifically said this or if I missed it or we both missed it or what, but because his house within the temple apparently was a base of his operation by using a privileged position in the temple economy to pursue an advantageous business arrangement.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that changes things dramatically.
Yeah, I mean, if he was doing something bad to the community, that's different. But
I was picturing just like a homeless guy and they gave him shelter in the temple.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's what I had in my mind.
And we don't know where that description comes from either. That could be just apologists making something up.
It could be, but I got this off of a Jewish site.
Okay.
Like,
one that lends a little bit of validity to it because there's probably other stories that coincide with this at some level.
Right.
And there usually are. I mean, like we've talked about before, we could go down rabbit hole after rabbit hole after rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Just chasing all these fucking stories.
Exactly. So I don't know the validity of that. That is just what was offered up on this particular site I was reading from. And I was like, okay, that actually makes sense and goes along with why Nehemiah was so pissed.
Yeah.
And he was like, how dare, get the fuck out.
I can get behind that, but like the way it read, the way I took it.
Right.
Dude just comes back from fucking Persia and he's like, get your shit out now.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
And like, oh, who the fuck do you think you are, man?
Right. Yeah. That was the way I read it too. And like I said, I thought that the guy was just like some homeless dude.
Right.
But no, he was a businessman.
Yeah.
And now some apologists will say that it compares to in the New Testament when Jesus walks through the house of his father and throws the table over of the moneylenders and stuff. And is like, you know, don't do business in my father's house. This is a house of God and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know that I see that equivalency, but
if that other portion of the story is true, it could come close. It could come close to that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the last thing I wanted to talk about was when they had to choose by lot who was going to live in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And I thought this was kind of interesting. So the rulers or princes before Nehemiah took the matter in his hand, they had resided in the country, but the city needed a greater general population in order to grow.
Okay.
So, but nobody wanted to live there, and the question was, why?
Okay? Right, yeah.
So, the fact of the matter is, if you lived in the city, your job is military duty.
Oh, I see. So, basically, they conscripted people.
Yes.
Okay.
So it wasn't just you're coming to live in the city. It's and now you're part of the temple guard.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And that's why the detailed list of names was specifically to demonstrate that each group living outside the city was well represented by families living within its walls so that they collectively even though they lived outside the city proper,
yeah,
they all collectively were part of the city because they all had a stake in it. They all had a member of their family performing military and important duties there.
That's interesting to me because if you mm-hmm. take Israel now, right, mm-hmm. Israel as it stands now as a state, mm-hmm. Everyone who comes of age, male at least, I know, are required to serve a certain amount of time in the military. Yeah. Required. Yeah. Like, it's just, you do that.
Right. And so, it's part of their civic duty.
Right, right. So, I mean, it sounds like a lot of these things kind of carried through in their culture.
Right.
As to, and part of it is where they are and how many enemies they have surrounding them. So, I mean, that, and they're a small state. So, I mean, they have a lot to defend against a lot of people who they need to defend it against if they would want to keep it.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. I appreciated that it made sense of A, why they didn't want to live there.
Right.
And B, why they went to lengths to make sure that every family was represented.
Yeah.
That cleared up a question I didn't even know I had.
Right.
By clarifying another bit of information.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I no, that makes a lot of sense. It yeah. makes a lot of sense.
And moreover, I kind of approve. I don't know that I would want to be the one conscripted, and I don't know that I would be eager to give up my child to go represent.
But if your people, if you as a people, your goal is to establish yourself in this area
mm-hmm.
and defend it,
this then is the best
that's
way.
The best. Yeah, you don't have enough. You have a limited amount of people right now because you just got fucking... you know,
yeah,
railroaded over to Persia or wherever, Babylon,
mm-hmm.
and then you know, only some of you came back. So
right.
you have to figure out a way to make this work.
Exactly, exactly. So I approve of that.
Yeah. Did we have anything else to cover today? Or
No, I went ahead and had gathered some stuff for our
wrap up,
okay. but we're not going to get into that just now.
Sounds good, sounds good. But that was really good information,
I
mean, it was definitely stuff I wanted to know about.
Yeah.
So I really love, I mean, I just have to say this, like, I don't know how no one's really specifically commented to us about our Q&As. I really love our Q&As.
Me too.
I didn't at first because I didn't really know what we were doing with it, you know?
Yeah, I wasn't sure, like, how far to go and figuring out what questions we were looking for.
Right, right.
And how to find those answers. Like, I'm a lot more confident now in, either saying, this is something we asked about. I definitely want to know that. Or
right.
in just reading through something, finding that interesting gem that it's like, we didn't ask about this, but I gotta fucking share it.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
No, and I have full confidence that if we didn't figure something out, that somebody out there would, like, email us or tweet us or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's happened.
It has happened. It definitely has happened.
So I don't feel as bad about possibly missing something big because somebody would be like, hey, just so you know.
You really fucked that up.
You fucked that one up.
Which I'm sure I have. So I've said it before and I'll say it again. Feel free to correct me.
Yeah. No, I mean, we only have so many fucking resources. And they're mostly just what we can come up with on the fly.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're doing this, you know, straight. We're doing this shit straight through.
Yeah.
And it's not as easy as maybe we make it sound sometimes.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. Sunday through Thursday, we read a chapter every night, and
yeah.
we have not yet managed to get ahead. So we are usually recording the night before
right.
for the next morning.
Yeah.
And then, so on Friday, I'm having to do an entire week's worth of research because I can't research what
ahead.
I haven't read yet.
Right.
So I don't know what questions we'll have until we've already gotten through them. So Friday, I'm doing an entire week's worth of research in 2 hours to try to just come up with an episode material that will work.
I love this, right?
I do too.
But it is a lot of our time.
It is. And I love doing it.
Yeah.
I love doing it. And I love everything that we are learning. I just, like, I am so cringing for the first time that somebody's like, y'all are ass.
Well, I didn't say that to garner sympathy for, like, what we're doing exactly. I said it because, you know, even with us spending as much time as we're doing on all this, as much time as we dedicate to this podcast every week, I still feel like we aren't grasping all the things that we should grasp.
Oh, you know,
I know that. I feel like we're missing bits, and it bugs the shit out of me. I'm like, I want to know more. But, like, we could do this for fucking ever.
Well, here's my problem is I have a hard time if things are not linearly or chronologically laid out. I have a hard time connecting dots.
Yeah.
So I'm reading through stuff and then finding out that in books that we haven't read yet, they're going to be talking about stuff that's already happened.
Right.
And add to it.
Got it.
And so that makes me as a completionist want to hurry up and buzz through it all and then start over and take notes to make the story make sense.
Right. Right.
And like, what? I'm sorry. Did you just literally say you want to read the Bible again? Get the fuck out of here, self. No, you do not.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I kind of do.
Well, I mean, I think we have way more. We have a long way to go still. We have years to go still.
Yes.
I mean, you guys have to know you're in this for the long haul if you're listening to the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be, I mean, we just finishing the Bible is going to be another 2.5 years probably.
Yep.
I mean, that's how much there is to cover. And we have more beyond that. We have things. I mean, this is a long fucking project.
It is.
So.
And I don't think we quite knew.
We had no idea.
When we first started this up. But yeah. It's been fun.
It's just like, what? We're going to read a book. You know?
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, we've covered. Like when you skip around, it's easy to skip. Like our book clubs that we do. Like we kind of skip around. We skip, you know, we just summarize, right?
Yeah.
But this is not that.
This is not that.
Yeah.
This is reading every single goddamn word.
All right. I've gone on long enough. I was feeling, I don't know. I feel good about our episodes, but I also wonder how much we miss. That's all.
Yeah.
That's really what it boiled down to.
Well, so. I really enjoy doing the research, and I'm sorry for what we miss and whatever. It is what it is, man.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed our Q&A for today. And we'll be back on, tomorrow with our wrap-up for Nehemiah. And then, no, not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Patreon. Monday.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Monday
yeah.
We'll be back with our wrap-up for Nehemiah.
Yes.
Contradictions on Tuesday. And then start Esther on Wednesday.
That is correct.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.